I'd like to go back to a passage in Hebrews 11. And I want to establish two important principles for you, just two. The other day I gave you 12, and I guess you have a hard time remembering even two or three, never mind 12. I'll make it simple for you today, only two. And the two are even related to one another, so that should not be hard to understand. But these two principles are of the greatest importance, and I cannot exaggerate how important they are. If you don't grasp these two principles, you'll have gotten nothing. Nothing this morning as to what God wants to say to you. But if you grasp these principles, and I will try to make them as simple as possible, because in fact they are quite complicated, but I will try to explain them as simply as possible, you've got the key. You've got the key to the kingdom of God, that better country that we've been talking about these past few days. And I'm going to use Abraham to try to illustrate these principles. Now you will notice that I'm speaking quite slowly because my habit is to speak very fast. So I would like to have some mercy upon the translators. So bear with me when I try to speak a little bit slowly. In Liverpool, when I preached at such a speed that my translator was out of breath much of the time. He was trying to grasp some air in between. As I preached toward the end of my message, I was going faster and faster, and he was almost choking in trying to catch up with me. So since that time, I have learned to be a little bit more considerate and try to slow down. Now I'm going at what is called United Nations speed. My father used to be in the diplomatic service for China, representing China in the United Nations, especially on the economic side in Geneva. And in the United Nations, you have to speak at the kind of speed I'm speaking now. So if you listen to televised programs on the United Nations, you'll be surprised why they keep speaking so slowly. Because partly it's to help the translators, partly because every word is important as it's going to appear in the newspapers the next day. So this is called United Nations speed. In case I forget, I might start going faster again later on. Now, in these last few days, we've been talking about Hebrews chapter 11, and we've been talking about Abraham there. And in case you think you have covered everything, then I'm going to cover two points that you may not have dealt with in any kind of detail. Now, what we read of here, in chapter 11, verse 10 of Hebrews, and I will read it for you again, for Abraham waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. I'm going to tell you straight away that I want to deal with two points. The first is revelation. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation as such, but I'm talking about the principle or the reality of revelation. The second thing I want to talk about is building or witnessing or confessing. The word confess, as you will notice, appears in this section. So two words, revelation and confession. What has revelation got to do with this verse? Quite simply this. I want to ask you this question. Abraham waited for the city which God built. But how did he know that there was such a city? Who told Abraham that there is such a city to wait for? Did you think of that question? No. Abraham is in Genesis, the first book in the Bible. Abraham is mentioned right at the beginning of Genesis. And if you look in the chapters before Abraham, where do you find any mention of some city that God built? where do you find any mention about some so-called better country? There isn't any. There is absolutely no mention of any city of God. Is there? None. So Abraham was waiting for some city that was never mentioned in Genesis, that didn't even exist as far as anybody knows. Now this word wait in Greek here, in Hebrews, means something that he was waiting expectantly for. We often speak of you're waiting for something, you see, until your neck is getting very long. You see, wait. And this is the kind of word that is used here, an expectant, intense waiting where Abraham's neck is getting very long. If you wait long enough, and since he was lived quite old, he might almost have arrived at being like a giraffe, just waiting for this city of God. Another thing, just briefly to understand here, is notice he was waiting not to go to that some city somewhere else, in some other planet or in some other world. The word actually is to wait for it to come. It is rather like Christians today waiting, and that's the same kind of word used here in the Greek, for the Lord Jesus to come again. He is waiting for the coming of the Lord. Amazing, isn't it? Waiting for God's coming. He wasn't waiting for some empty city to arrive. Who cares about some better country? Are you interested in better country? I tell you frankly, and if it may surprise you, I don't care one bit about some better country. I'm not interested in better country, even if the climate is good and the weather is nice and there are nice shopping centers there and all this. I don't care one hoot about this kind of stuff. I mean, you go to every shopping center today, and Canada has so many big malls, and I see here they have malls too. And, I see clothing shops in there, and some hardware shops, and some pharmacies. And if you don't have anything wrong with you, what do you need a pharmacy for? I don't understand who buys all this clothing. In Canada, it seems half the mall is clothing shops. And I often say to Helen, I say, who buys all these clothing? Because if it depends on me, they will all be bankrupt. Why do you need, say, 10 or 15 clothing shops in one big mall? I don't understand it. And then here's another shoe shop, and there's another shoe shop, and another shoe shop. Who buys all these shoes? I wear beautiful shoes. People gave it to me as a present, and I'm going to wear this probably for 10, 15 years. I don't know how long. If they depend on me, they'll also be broke, you see? You see, Alan is very observant here. I came back last time and he looked at my shoes. He said, hey, those are the same shoes you wore last time, 2 years ago. Wow. I said, this man is very observant. Well, I have news for Alan. I'm still wearing the same pair of shoes. Not this one. This one is given to me, walking shoes. But on Sunday, next Sunday, you'll see me wearing the same shoes I wore 4 years ago. So Alan will be saying, what? The same shoes again? But they're still good, you know? So what do they need, you know, three or four or five shopping centers and all these shoe shops in there? I don't know who buys this stuff. So if the better country just has beautiful malls and wonderful scenery and this kind of stuff, I'm not interested in this kind of thing. Do you think Abraham was interested because there will be some nice buildings in this better country or the scenery will be nice? Do you think he thinks that the climate is so good? You see, Yong Chun is always Chun Tian, is always springtime. He likes the climate. You think Abraham is interested in this? I'm sure Abraham doesn't care about that. I'm not interested in that too. So what is he interested in? There is a song which says, where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. I can tell you this. If you are in love with somebody and that person lives in the North Pole, I'm sure you'd go to the North Pole and you couldn't care less if the temperature was 50 degrees below zero and you couldn't see one flower, you know, you don't see anything except polar bears. You don't care about this. It's because that person you love is there. Who cares about the landscape and the shopping malls and stuff like this? Your loved one is there where Jesus is. Do you think Abraham was interested in some city? Oh, he was interested in the God who built the city. It's God he loves who cares about some city. That city has no meaning for me unless God is in it. And you see that in Revelation. What does it say in Revelation? What's in the city? There's no temple there. No temple? Where are we going to worship? And it goes on and it tells you there's no light there. There's no light there. No light? What are we going to do? Sit in the dark? No, because God is the light. God is the temple. God is everything. Ah, now if you don't love God, who wants to go to that country? I've spent all my time running away from God, and who wants to go to that country? I go there, and he is everything. He is the light, he is the temple, he is everything there. And I go to this place? How clearly, if you don't love God, you don't want to be interested in that city. I want to make this very clear, because you might be wanting to go to the city for the wrong reason. You might think the Australian shopping malls are beautiful. When I get to that country, boy, those shopping malls are even more fantastic. You don't look for fantastic. I mean, you come from Hong Kong. I tell you, you have the best shopping malls in the world. Well, I go to those shopping malls in Hong Kong. You almost have to put on sunglasses. The lights are so bright. Those shopping malls in Hong Kong, I tell you, there's nothing in Australia that can beat them. You don't have to come here for the better country. If you want to get good shopping malls, you go to Hong Kong. Not to mention the prices. I mean, the Hong Kong prices nobody can beat. If you want to go shopping, you came to the wrong place. The better country is in Hong Kong. That's the place to go. Not to mention the delicious wonton mien. You say, I mean, when you come here, what are you going to eat? This kind of wonton here is not worth eating. It's Hong Kong. That is where you get the food. You want Sichuan food, you want whatever kind of food, you know, even Mongolian food, whatever you like. And you got it all in Hong Kong. That's the best place. That is the better country. You run away from Hong Kong, you come to this place, you got the wrong place, you got the wrong country. That is the better country, Hong Kong. So you like to come back with me? That's good. We'll go back there. We'll walk in the shopping malls together. Oh, the Hong Kong shopping malls, they are just beautiful. Beautiful. I like to walk in there just because I get the exercise, because outside is so hot. And inside the shopping mall... In the Hong Kong shopping malls, you have this air conditioning. It's superb. I mean, it's just beautiful. You can walk there. Tai Gu Sing, you see, I like to go there. Tai Gu Sing. Ho Leng, Ho Leng. And you have a whole big place. Whole big place. You can walk. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Ho Xu Fu. But you come here, what shopping mall? And this kind of shopping mall, not one of them can compete with Tai Gu Sing, I tell you. Not to mention those in Ocean Terminal and so on. Oh, these are the best. Now, do you really think that Abraham was looking for shopping malls? I mean, talk about scenery. Hong Kong scenery is beautiful. You think, all right, Canada, you know, Australia is not bad. The scenery is not bad. I tell you, I prefer the scenery in Hong Kong. You San Yusui, mountains and water, it's beautiful. The islands, beautiful scenery. You know, Australia is okay, but it sure can't beat Hong Kong. So, if we say we migrated to Australia for a better country, I'm not so sure what we are talking about here. No, it is the fact that the one you love is there. If you don't love that person, there's nothing there that interests you. Nothing there. That's why many people, they migrate to Australia, they have no friends here. They can't even communicate. They don't speak English properly. All these young men, you know, talking all this unintelligible stuff. I mean, go back to Hong Kong. Everybody speaks your language. Wonderful. If you go to heaven and you can't speak the heavenly language, you're a foreigner there. You say, why did I come here? I worked so hard to come here, I can't even talk to anybody. You talk to the angel says, sorry, I don't understand. Can you speak local language? What did I come here for? I can't talk to anybody. You have to look for some other Hong Kong people there. So, I can talk.